Shumas Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. B'med Dvarim Amurim, when does this apply? So the Rav says this is going on Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that said previously that both Shutvim, both of their Trumas are Trumas, and half of what each of them took out would be Truma, and the other half would be Tevel for Meis and Trumas Meiser, as we said in the Taisis Yontif. So when does this apply? B'shaloi Diber. That's when the owner didn't explicitly tell the Shliach to take Truma for him, that the Shliach didn't get Rishus from his friend to be Tarim for him. Rather, he was just Tarim, like the Rav explains, from his own Das. That's Rabbi Kiva said the Halacha before. That was the case. Aval Hirshas ben Beso, Oes Avdo, Oes Shivchaso Litroim. But if he gave Rishus to any person, a Ben Bais of his house, or his Evid, or his Shivcha, to take off Truma. And the Melech Shlomo actually brings on this, Reb Cirilio, that what type of Evid or Shivcha are we talking about? So I first learned the Mishnah, it's postured, it's talking about an Evid Ivri. And a shivchaso is an amma ivriya, because they're Jews, and only them have a mitzvah shlichus. We know a guy knows no mitzvah shlichus. So can't be talking about a non-Jew. And that's what he actually says. But the question is, an amma ivriya, what type of girl is she? If she has shtei sairus, so she's supposed to be set free. She's not supposed to be living there. And if she doesn't have shtei sairus, so she's a ketana. And there's no shlichus by ketana. So one pshat he gives is maybe it's a yarek derabbanan, and therefore you could use a ketana to be mafresh trumas. Or he brings down from the Gemara Gittin Rabbi Yanai that it's dafka by a regular non-Jew, because they're not coming into a bris of mitzvahs. But in Eved Kenani, in an Amma Ivri, it says by there, Michaitev Eitzacha Shoeve Meimecha. So there is some kind of coming into a bris of mitzvahs. And if you say it like that, then you can even learn that our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yanai, is talking about an Eved Kenani and an Amma Ivri. But he tells any of these to be Tairim, Trumasoi Truma. There it's a good Truma, because there they have Rishus. So what if he goes and he gives a person Rishus, but then he changes his mind, Bitel, and he tries to be Mevatel the Rishus, Im Acheloi Tarim Bitel, if he was Mevatel the Shlichus, he was Mevatel the Rishus to take off Truma, after he appointed the Shliach, but before the Shliach actually took off Truma, Ein Trumasoi Truma. So then if the Shliach tries to go and take off Truma, then it's not a Truma at all, because he specifically was Mevatel the Shlichus. V'im Yishet Tarim Bitel, however, if he's too late, he sends a Shliach to do his thing, the Shliach goes and takes off Truma, and then he tries to be Mevatel it, Trumasa Truma, it's too late. The Truma that the Shliach took off was a good Truma. Ha'poyalim ein lehem Rishus Litroim. So if a person has workers that are hired, they don't have Rishus to be Tarim for him. Chutz min ha-doroichos shein mitamin es hagas miyad, except for doroichos. Now, there's two pshatim what doroichos means. So the Rav learns it's a type of worker. These are the workers that actually would step around on the wine press, and they would step on grapes to crush the grapes and make the wine. So they would go horizontally and vertically. And usually the owner of the field, if he was an Amma Aretz, he specifically would hire these people because he knew these people, or he thought these people, would be taking off Truma Gedoyla right after they did their thing. In other words, after they started going horizontally and vertically, Shasi V'Erev, the Amoritz thought that they now took off Truma. So now he can go and didn't bother him to be Metama the rest of the wine and the grapes or whatever is left over there. Therefore, these Chaverim, they almost were hired for this very purpose. So they actually would be Mafrish. They would separate. Now, they didn't actually designate it as Truma yet, but they actually set it aside that they should designate it as Truma in the future. They put it in a safe area, so that when the Balabais comes and he is Metame, the wine vat, they will therefore still have leftover, set aside wine to be Mafrish as Truma, that this wine would be Tahar. So therefore, these people, although they're workers, and normally a worker does not have Rishus to be Tarim, these people have an implicit Rishus, because that's why they're hired for this. So they're allowed to take off Truma, even if he doesn't give them specific directions to take off Truma.